Parshas Tetzave starts off, V'ato Tetzave, and you shall command. What is strange about the phrase, V'ato Tetzave?
Hashem command.
It's repetitive, because Tetzave means you will command. So the Torah could have said, V'ato Tetzave, or the Torah could have said, Vatitzaveh, and you shall command. So the Torah seems to be emphasizing that Moshe is going to play the major role in Parshas Tetzaveh, which he does. In Parshas Tetzaveh, Moshe plays the major role. Moshe instructs the Kohanim what to do. Moshe does everything. Moshe offers the karbanos. Moshe gets them dressed. He does everything. Moshe is the major player in Parshas Tetzaveh. The major player. And the Pasuk emphasizes he's the major player by saying, Ve'ata titzave. You shall command them to do everything. Got it? So it's very strange that Moshe's name is found in the Parsha. So this is an interesting thing. You have a Parsha where Moshe does almost everything in the Parsha. Almost the Karbanos. Tetzaveh talks about the Kohanim getting started in the Beis HaMikdash, the 7 days of the Miluim, the inauguration of the Mishkan and the Kohanim. Who did the Avodah during those 7 days? Moshe. So Moshe is the major player, and the Pasuk emphasizes Moshe as the major player by saying, V'ata Tetzaveh. Yet his name's not there. So there are two words from the Vilna Gaon about this, which Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky put together, and this is amazing. Okay. Support number one is as follows. Why is Moshe's name not in the Parsha? Because Zion Adar is the day Moshe died. And almost every year, including this year, Zion Adar falls out during Parshas Tetzaveh. Zion Adar is on Thursday. So the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, pointed out, nothing's by chance. Hashem knew that in the future we would be laying Parshas Tetzaveh during the week of Zion Adar. So Hashem took Moshe's name out. Hashem worked it out that Moshe's name would be out of Tetzaveh. As a remez, we lost Moshe this week. This is the week we lost Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a very nice pshat. That Hashem built this remez in, he put it in the Torah, and Hashem knew that eventually we'd be laying the Torah once a year, and it would always work out that Zion Adar falls out Parshas Tetzaveh week. So therefore, as a remez, oh, we lost Moshe this week. So as a little remez to that, Moshe's name isn't in the Parsha. Okay. Yeah, but Moshe's the main player. Okay, so here's what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says. Truma talks about building the Mishkan, building the vessels of the Kelim in the Mishkan. Tetzaveh talks about the beginning of the inner workings of the Mishkan. The Avodah begins, the Kohanim do the work in the Mishkan. Rabbi Yaakov calls it the Chomer and the Tzura. There's the physical form, then there's the Ruchnius input into the physical form. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that Truma, last week's Parsha, is mostly about building the physical thing of the Mishkan. Building the walls and building the tents and building the vessels. But just building the Mishkan is just a physical thing. When do we see the Ruchnius injected into the Mishkan? Where? In Parshas Tetzaveh. That's where the Kohanim are inaugurated. The Avodah begins in the Mishkan. Parshas Tetzaveh is where it says the Shechina rested in the Mishkan. It says in Parshas Tetzaveh the Shechina is in the Mishkan now. That's in Tetzaveh. That the Shechina. So if Yaakov says, one second, it says Samta Lakachta. V'kidash v'no'adati sham l'bnei Yisrael v'nikdash v'kvodi. The Kiddushti as Omer and Yomer will become Kadosh. V'shachanti v'toch b'nei Yisrael. Okay, I'll be in the Mishkan when you do this work. So that's what Rabbi Yaakov says. So Rabbi Yaakov says, that's why, this is important, Moshe plays the main role in Tetzaveh. Because when it comes to building the physical Mishkan, that's important. You have to have Ruchnius input, you have to have a holy person like Bezalel doing it. But that's not, it's not as crucial to have the holiest person. When it comes to bringing the Shechina into the Mishkan, when it comes to the beginning, the inauguration of the Ruchnius in the Mishkan, I want Moshe to do everything. So that's why, as opposed to Truma, where others played a big role, in Tetzaveh it's all Moshe. What's the idea? When it comes to building the Mishkan, you have to have a lot of Ruchnius, that's for sure. And whoever built the Mishkan were holy people. But when it comes to the beginning of the Ruchnius inner workings of the Mishkan, whoa, then you need the best. Then you need who? Who do you need then? Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe plays the main role in Parashas Tetzaveh, because Moshe plays the main role in Tetzaveh, because that's when the Ruchnius Tzura is given to the Mishkan. And Hashem says, I want the beginning not just to be good, I want the beginning to be perfect. So Moshe does everything for the first 7 days. So now it's beautiful. Moshe is emphasized in the Parsha because that's the beginning of the Ruchnius inner workings of the Mishkan. His name is not there because he dies in that Parsha. But still, why is his name not there? If he's the main player, why is his name not there? Like, you have to figure it out. So watch this. Okay. Now in Hebrew, letters spell words. So every letter has the part that you see and the part that's hidden. Let's say the letter Aleph. So Aleph actually means to learn. First letter is to learn. Anyway, so when you see an Aleph, you see this. When you say Aleph, you say Aleph. So although what you see is the Aleph, there's a Lamed Hey hidden inside the Aleph. You got that? Although you don't see it, but it's there, Aleph, it's there inside. So you can call this, there's the Nigla of the letter and the Nistar of the letter. The Nigla of the letter and the Nistar of the letter. I'll take four letters. Samech, Yud, Vav, Mem. These are the four letters of the word Siyum. So the letter Samech, you see the Samech, and you hear the Mem Chaf. You see that one I'm talking? You see the Yud, you hear the Vav Dal, hit it inside the Yud. So the Vilna Gaon pointed, this is a side point, but an amazing side point. The Vilna Gaon pointed out that these are the only four letters in the alphabet where the gematria of what you see and what's hidden is the same. Samach is 60, Memchat is 60 together, Yud is 10, Vav Dal is 10 together. These are both 6 and these are both 40. That's very cool. And the Gra says, one angle on what the Gra says is, the message is, when a person makes a Siyum, so the guy making the Siyum, he's what you see. Then there's the behind the scenes. The person who helped him more. He gets just as much Schar. His mother sent him to good schools. She gets exactly the same Schar. She's the Nister behind. When he's married, so his wife is encouraging him gently, okay, to learn, so that she gets the scar. So that's a big deal, that when you make Siyum, the guy is the one making the Siyum, but all the enablers, and they have exactly the same gemach, exactly the same scar. You got that? That's not bad. Not bad means good. Okay. So there's the letters that you see, the Nigla, and the letters which are hidden. So the Nigla also, we call it the chitzonius, what you see of the letter, right? The chitzonius, called the gashmius if you want. And then there's the nister of the letter, which represents the pnimius, the inside of the letter, more the ruchnius. Let's take Moshe's name. Mem, Shin, Hey. This is Moshe's name. Mem, Shin, Hey. This is the hidden part of Moshe's name. So, which of these represents Moshe's physical existence? The word Moshe. Which represents Moshe's ruchnius existence, his inner world, is what? These letters. You with me? Which of these is emphasized, which of these is the reason why Moshe plays the main role in Tetzaveh? His physical existence or his inner working spiritual? Inner working spiritual. In other words, why is it that Moshe plays the main role in Tetzaveh? Because in Tetzaveh we're starting the spiritual inner workings of the Mishkan, and Hashem wants the beginning of the spiritual works of Mishkan to be perfect. Has to be Moshe injecting Ruchnius into the Mishkan. The gematria, the Gra noticed, of the hidden parts of Moshe's name is 101. 40, 10, 50, and 1. 101. And the exact number, and 101 is equals the exact number of psuki in Parshas Tetzaveh. So now it all comes together. It goes as follows. Hashem wants to emphasize Moshe in Parshas Tetzaveh. Why? Because of the ruchnius of Moshe. So therefore, what did Hashem put into Parshas Tetzaveh? He put into Parshas Tetzaveh Moshe's inner world, his ruchnius, the 101. Where is Moshe in Tetzaveh? Where is he in Tetzaveh? He's in every single pasuk. Every single pasuk. 101 psukim is the exact gematria of the hidden parts of his name, which fits perfectly, because the reason why Moshe is being emphasized in Tetzaveh is because of his the ruchnius. They want the ruchnius to be perfect. What's not found in Tetzaveh? What's not found? Moshe, the actual name Moshe. Why? Because Moshe is chitzonius. Moshe's goof, what happened this week? He died. So Moshe's real name is not found in Tetzaveh because Moshe's goof died this week. This is amazing. So as a remez to the fact that Moshe's going to die on Zayin Adar, which is during the week of Tetzaveh, Moshe's name is not found in the Parsha. But the inner world of Moshe, the part of his name represents the ruchnius world, which is why he's emphasizing the Parsha, is found in every single pasuk in the Parsha. You got that? The punchline of this Dvar Torah is that it is great to be an Orthodox Jew. And we're on the same team as the Gra. This is amazing. This is the deepest of the deep. That the Gra noticed this, that there are exactly 101 psukim in Tetzaveh, which exactly adds up to the hidden part of Moshe's name, which represents his ruchnius, which means Moshe, although his name is not in the parsha because he died that week, but his name is really in every pasuk. Every pasuk is adding up to, and why the ruchnius part? Because the reason why Moshe is emphasized in Tetzaveh is because of the ruchnius part of his name, the inner world, as opposed to the gashmius. That's like the deepest word that I say the whole year. That word is from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zatzal. It's in the Sefer Emes Yaakov.